So what kind of music? What kind of music did you say? You caught my ear with that. Music going on?
Trash and fashion.
Ooh.
And before that, I said the Rapping Rats.
The Rapping Rats.
They're quite well known in this area. What's really cool is that we've got people from so many different areas around the basin represented, and that's part of what the vision was, too.
Yeah.
We have Tim Snyder heading up the evening right at the end. We've got PJB and the King Tide. And we have... Boze drummers from Africa, amazing band. So that's all happening now. People are just coming to Sand Harbor now.
Is it a beautiful day up there, Rachel? Is it beautiful?
Well, you know what? It's gorgeous right now,
gorgeous.
And there seems to be a few clouds floating by, but they don't look ominous. They look sort of British-like.
So is this an annual? Is this an annual Tahoe Expo going to be an annual event?
You know, this is annual until it becomes daily. That's what we're saying.
Oh, I love that.
Really, it's about a daily practice. We're here to help people understand through edutainment that they can make a difference and it can be fun and we can really work together. You know, 6 counties, 2 states, North and South Lake, all of us working together beyond politics, beyond anything different. I feel like as soon as we clear all of our differences, we can help the lake become clear.
I love the lakes.
One of
my favorite places. Rachel, give them your website so we can get some information, and I know you're always needing volunteers to help you with all the different events.
Yes, 2 websites. TahoeExpo.com, that will tell you more about the annual event and what's happening today. And then also, SustainTahoe.org.
Marvelous. Thank you so much. Thank you so much today. Have a great event going on till 8 o'clock, right? People can participate until then.
Yes, and also there's public transport. We've got free transportation and shuttles for people, and all the information's there on the website. So please don't drive. Come here and enjoy, and there's local breweries providing beer, there's food, there's drink, there's all kinds of good stuff. It's going to be a great time.
Super. Thank you so much. Going on. Oh, is she great, huh? What an accent. I couldn't tell everything she was saying, but it's a big expo up there. They're trying to give you all of the resources that you need to help sustain the lake, because Lake Tahoe is just a gorgeous place. I'm so attracted to the lake. It's my favorite place.
I know. You love the lake.
I love the lake. It has an energy there.
But sometimes that clarity thing is almost a fetish, you know.
They're
so concerned about their clarity.
Well, why shouldn't
the water's so clean already?
I know, but if you don't concentrate on it, it gets all mucked up, just like Frenchman's. You want it to look like Frenchman's?
Do I just sound like an old grouch?
No, just someone who doesn't know a damn thing about it.
Come on, the water is clean.
The water is beautiful. It's a beautiful place. Tahoe Expo going on at Sand Harbor right up until 8 o'clock tonight. It is an annual event. Music, fun, crafts. Down by the water, and it's a beautiful day. So if you can make it or stop by, please do. Thank you, Rachel, very much. Here's something interesting that I'm just going to pull out of my naked butt.
Ooh.
Is public nudity legal in San Francisco?
I don't know.
Have you ever thought about it? Is it legal anywhere?
When they have their gay pride parade, seems like it is.
Is public nudity legal anywhere? I mean, I didn't think it was. It is.
It is legal?
Yes. In recent years, a group known informally as Naked Guys are showing it all up there. San Francisco Bay Area.
You mean every day?
You know, they are the tolerance kings up there.
So they just stroll around.
But they have a politician that is going to clamp down on citizens who let it all hang out. It's happening right now.
Clamp
we're
down
talking
on
about
Come on, that's not a good word.
We're not clamping. How about Wiener? Is that a good name? Is that a good word? San Francisco Supervisor Scott Wiener has stepped into the position.
Are you kidding? His name is Wiener.
And
he lives in San Francisco.
He might call himself Wiener.
And he's going to clamp down on the naked men.
He's going to clamp down on the naked men and letting it all hang out. They're clamping down on.
Did you get this out of Mad Magazine?
No, this is the truth. No, believe me, he's going to introduce an ordinance that would require the nudists to cover their seats in public places and to wear clothes in restaurants. I mean, you don't want to go sit in a seat where someone's had his bare butt on it.
Or share a
But that's what they're doing.
Them.
The nudists who expose themselves often in the city's famous gay neighborhood known as the Castro District. They've got Wiener and others worrying about public health. Now, I'm not a health expert, but I believe sitting nude on a restaurant chair,
expert, right?
People are going to say, no way.
No kidding. I don't want to sit on that seat.
He represents the Castro neighborhood and said that he hears from merchants who fear that the public displays may drive away customers, hurting the business's bottom line. No punt intended. So Wiener's going to take care of this.
So really, they just stroll around.
They just stroll around, letting it all hang out.
Do they have shoes on?
And most of them are men, you know, and old hippies hanging down. You know, I mean, it's not like you can go there and get a good view. You know, I don't know. Why do they have to be so so publicly displaying? What is it with the wieners of the world?
I don't know.
What is it they're showing?
You know, when I was in high school, I went to a nudist colony with a friend.
I did too.
And we just wanted to look around and see if there were good-looking women.
Well, of course you want to see the time. You know, I know, but that's clean fun. But just going
so
with
we,
your
we drove around,
butt
we
bagging.
Drove in, we drove up to an office of the nudist colony, and a man came out naturally.
And you said no
women
way.
Were around, and the guy walked up to the window of the. My friend was driving, so...
And he said, we're all gay. Do you want to come in?
He had on a hat, and he had on a t-shirt, and he had on sandals, and that was it.
Oh,
so
cute.
When my friend tried to talk to him out of the car window, he was
couldn't.
Looking right at you know what.
Yeah, he couldn't.
And he looked like the Wizard of Oz. He had that big handlebar mustache.
Well, of course he did. I mean, do you want to go see him? No.
No.
There was a beach called Black Beach up at Lake Tahoe, and I went there a few times. And you could climb down. It's on Highway 28. And you could climb down the side, you know, down, walk through, and good-looking people.
Naked.
Good-looking people naked down there. Nobody ever bothered you, but pretty soon, I'm being honest with you now, and I'm not against gay guys. Don't email me.
Nothing
pretty
wrong
soon,
with that,
the whole
right?
beach was gay guys walking around. There were no pretty yeah. cups or nothing hanging out. There was nothing pretty to look at. And here was all these, you know, yeah. and it wasn't the same.
There was a state,
wasn't the same.
State park in Michigan on Lake Michigan that had the same problem. It was a state park and it got to be a naked place. And then pretty soon it was a naked gay man.
A naked gay.
Gay man place. And then families would just go there innocently, not realizing where they were going. And then there was complaints.
And then freaking out because their kids are seeing these guys flopping around. What's with that? What is with that? You know, women have always, the French, they go naked, they go topless on the beaches over there. There are plenty of beaches down in Mexico where you can take your top off. I mean, guys, they've had that.
Didn't we just have a naked, topless women protest somewhere? Wasn't that San Francisco where they said that, must have been some other
Must
city.
Have been all gay guys. We don't want them here on our beach or walking in our
if
district.
Men can go without shirts, so should we. And I'm all for that.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That doesn't even make any sense. You're with Broadview, and it is the eve of the anniversary, the 10th anniversary of 9/11, and we're going to get a little serious coming up next. Tim Fasano is going to join us, and we're going to talk a little bit about the 9/11, and if we think people have changed. Do you think people have changed, JP? Or do you think they changed and changed back?
I don't think there's been any change.
Well, we'll see. We'll talk about that right after your news. You're here on KBZZ, Reno Sparks, an American Broadcasting Station.
CBS News. I'm Sam Litzinger. Two former presidents were among those who came to a field in Pennsylvania to honor those who fought back against the terrorists who hijacked United Flight 93 10 years ago this weekend.
I'm Jim Crisul in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Several speakers, including former President Bill Clinton, spoke of the heroism of the 40 passengers and crew of Flight 93.
They saved the Capitol from attack. They saved God knows how many lives. They saved the terrorists from claiming the symbolic victory of smashing the center of American government.
Hundreds of family members gathered at what's considered sacred ground to dedicate the first phase of the Flight 93 memorial at the nation's newest national park. Jim Crisul, CBS News, Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Sometimes it's the small stories that remind us most powerfully what happened on 9/11.
Dear Dad, I just miss meeting you. You died on September 11th, 2001. And I was born 26 days later on October 7th.
Firefighters from around the country gathered at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York to honor those killed in the Twin Towers. Patrick Lyons, nearly 10 now, brought tears to many eyes when he spoke about his fireman dad, also named Patrick, who died trying to save others. Tomorrow, President Obama will visit Ground Zero, the Pentagon, and Shanksville. 10 years after it launched one of the most spectacular terror attacks in world history, what's Al-Qaeda look like now? CBS News National Security Analyst Juan Zarate.
We know that Al-Qaeda core, the movement that was previously led by bin Laden, now led by Ayman al-Zawahiri, is decimated, is on the ropes, as authorities have said. But we also know that the rise of Al-Qaeda affiliates is a real problem. For example, the group in Yemen, as well as inspired individuals, lone wolves who seek to kill fellow citizens. We've seen an uptick of those cases, including American citizens who've been drawn to the ideology.
Which makes the work of intelligence officials even harder. Many of the 70,000 residents evacuated from their homes because of flooding from the Susquehanna River in northeastern Pennsylvania are being allowed to return now. The rain has stopped. The river isn't rising. Governor Tom Corbett says there's a lot of work to be done to get the soggy state back in shape.
There are hundreds and hundreds of bridges to be inspected, miles and miles of road to be inspected and repaired.
Officials say the river's level in Wilkes-Barre has dropped to about 32 feet this morning and is expected to be back within its banks at about 29 feet soon. In the men's semifinal of the U.S. Open tennis tournament in New York, Novak Djokovic showed why he's number one in the world. He beat Roger Federer in five hard-fought sets.
Definitely the biggest win of this year. One of the biggest wins of the career. Under the circumstances, I was two sets down. Roger was in the control. He was playing better. And then, you know, I switched gears and I managed to play much better in three sets.
He spoke on CBS Sports. He plays the winner of this evening's Rafael Nadal-Andy Murray match. The women's semifinal. Finals also played this evening. This is CBS News.